Good evening, folks. It is now the 30th of July 2014. Almost forgot what date is then. I am just going down to our local fish and chip shop called Joe's to get some chips. Family and salt for tonight. Salter's going to want 3 saveloys and chips, which I know she enjoys. Well, she asked me for them anyway. Haven't decided what I'm going to have yet. It's a lovely night, actually. It's gorgeous. I'm just walking along. I've got a tracksuit on. T-shirt and my Crocs, which is like a sandal, but it's covered. It's like allows your feet to breathe. It's like a summer footwear. I'm calling Crocs. Lovely blue skies. Yeah, so not been doing too much today, really. We've been mostly catching up on laundry. Because for obvious reasons, last weekend we really did not get a chance to do any laundry. So been doing that today. And to be honest with you, it's actually nice to have a day in or out across this road. Yeah, like I say, it's actually been nice to have a day in. but not do that much. As much as I loved the weekend, I totally did, and I certainly want more weekends like that with our friends. You know, nice to just be able to sit back and do whatever or little ever, which I'm sure you can all agree with. Yes, Zoggles isn't doing too badly with her eye infection. Not the vets again yesterday, which is okay. Sultan's getting help from my dad to put the eye stuff in, because to be honest with you, it's not easy. And can't always tell when you're putting it in, if you're putting it in the eye or not. So obviously, if to some degree you're missing it, then the poor thing isn't exactly getting the full treatment that she needs, which is just going to prolong the inevitable, which isn't good for anyone, really, especially for her, because she has been quite docile, if you like, lethargic for the past few days, you know, not wanting to do that much. I mean, part of that definitely could be the heat. I'm not going to say it's not, you know, because part of it definitely could be that. But I also think part of it is the whole thing with the infection that she has. And obviously with an eye infection, you want to deal with it quickly for reasons which don't really need explaining. As you can hear, I'm on a much more busier road. And this is the road that the chip shop's on. Which she's okay. I love the light evenings. I absolutely adore the light evenings because they make you feel good. There's a nice feel-good factor to them, isn't there? I don't like the early mornings, though. Not because of getting up early, but because, I mean, certainly up here, sunrise for the past month and a bit has been before 5 o'clock in the morning. Now, my eyes can pick up a hell of a lot of light. Or I should say, my eyes are very sensitive to light, so they can pick up the smallest amount. So when the daylight gets to a certain level, obviously if you can see, you wake up. Which is a right raw pain for me, quite frankly. Because certainly around June 21st, as in the summer solstice, the longest day of the year, well, officially the longest day of the year, it was, you could start to see the first signs of day even before 4 o'clock. I don't mean sunrise, because obviously sunrise is just when the sun starts to come over the horizon, but obviously you still see a little bit of daylight before then. The earliest sunrise we had was at about 4:29. So right, where's the, I'm looking for the crossing to go over. Yeah, so anyway, because it gets light so early, it seriously has an effect on me. Ah, there it is. Right. Excellent. I'm crossing a zebra crossing. And then a little car parking road, which I'll ask people to park up in the co-op, which isn't too far from here. But you can just walk across that. Doesn't make much difference, really. Right, now then. Let's see if we can't find Joe's. Joe's Chippy. I think that's Yummy's.
Are you alright?
You alright there?
Alright.
Not bad.
Yeah.
This is Yummy's, isn't it?
It is.
I thought so. Yummy's is a kebab shop. Funnily enough, they were shouting out, you know. Right, what's in here? Not that. Where the hell is Joe's then? Joe's must be further down. Unless he's shut. If he is, I'll be very surprised. Excuse me. Oh no, there he is. I think. Yeah, that's it. Right, how are you doing?
I'm alright, thank you.
Looking good?
What can I get you?
Right, can I have...
Oh, I don't know about that.
Can I have three saveloys?
Yeah.
and one small chips.
Yep.
Can I have, let me see, four jumbo battered sausages,
yep.
One large chips,
yep.
And a curry sauce.
Is that a large curry?
Pardon?
Large.
Please.
Just the one large curry?
Yes, please.
Yeah, no problem.
On the small chips, can I have salt and vinegar?
And the other one just salt?
That's the one. Can we have them bagged up separately?
Yeah, we should.
Perfect. I haven't been around for a while.
Sorry?
I haven't been around here for a while.
Where have
you been? Well, I've finished college now.
Well, I've been to you.
Thanks. How about you? What have you been up to?
Fun and games. The only thing to do,
isn't
it?
Yeah.
Right, these brought up together, run up together, yeah?
Yeah, paint. I'll paint together.
£12.10 together, please.
Thank you very much. Alright. That should be a 20.
That is, yeah.
Right, there you go. That'll do.
Right.
Yep.
Brilliant. Isn't the weather lovely?
Okay.
Thank you.
Alright, just waiting on the sausages and then the chips.
Fantastic.
Right.
How are the kids?
They're great, yeah. Take them out for a little while.
Yeah?
I finished it, yeah.
Where are you going to go?
Just up the cliffs and play some board games.
Alright.
See how many windows we can smash. Well, it's not my house, that's alright, isn't it?
Lovely. You're alright, fella? You stay where you are, you're alright.
Alright, how
are
you doing?
Marvellous. There we go, cheers. You enjoy this weather?
Yeah, and you?
Don't know how long it's going to last, so.
Yeah, you never know, tomorrow could get snow.
Get set out on camping this weekend.
Oh, shit.
I'll get
to
the festival this weekend, so.
Which one's that?
BW at Euston Park, Bedford.
Alright, yeah.
Yeah, so. Yeah, so hopefully that'll stay nice.
Excellent stuff.
It's usually when I'm in a tent. It usually rains.
Yeah.
Never mind.
Camping's either nice or just horrible. There's no in between for them.
Yeah, definitely. Absolutely.
So,
but if that gets too bad, my mates are going in the camper van.
So I've got
to sleep in their warming if it rains.
No, that's cheating. You have to sit there with an umbrella over you.
Like,
carry a bag.
Last year, there was thunderstorms. And where I camped, I got an old pickup truck. And I had to, I put a lid on the back of it. And I had to put my tent on top of the lid because there's about 2 inches of water when I woke up.
So if it wasn't.
Yeah.
Let's face it, it'd be easier to put your kettle, wouldn't it?
So if it wasn't for the little raised bed on the saddle, I would have woke up with 2 inches of water.
Well, I've never been camping.
Yeah, that's quite fun, but it's the weather's rough.
It is good fun as long as you know what you're doing.
Yeah, definitely.
Is that our ones?
No, it's someone else's.
Oh, right, okay.
Give you two small sisters for love, is that alright?
What time is shutting tonight? 8:30?
No, 8:00.
Alright then.
8:30 on Friday.
Alright. Is it a lot busier with the summer season then?
Oh, it varies really, depending on what's on, like for the kids.
Yeah. Imagine you're not really in the right place to get take advantage of it, are you, really, I suppose?
'Cause obviously it's
less
busy up there then.
Oh yeah. That's one place I've never been actually, Pleasurewood.
Never been?
No.
No? I went there on Sunday, the last time before that was nearly 14 years ago.
Blimey.
Yeah. It hasn't changed that much, but it just depends on how daring
we're
on rides.
Oh, I don't mind rides.
I don't know what you're getting, I don't worry you.
No.
No?
No.
Come on, with me.
Half the time with all the scary roller coasters, people close their eyes in because they're shit scared anyway, so yeah.
So you have no fear at all?
Oh, we all have fear, but...
You just don't seem to have it at any. Yeah?
Just going to be small or medium or large. What did you craft, sorry? No scraps at all. No scraps. Clean
all up,
mate. What
are you, good clothes,
eh? Yeah.
Why are you there? Yeah, it's not so busy around here. Anyone's in bed, but I'll
take around here. No.
You're sort of pretty on
your tits.
No, it's fine.
Is he in hotel?
Shot at 8 o'clock, that's bad, and then the chips have gone up. You asked for a medium. She's had a small.
Is he a local?
Yeah.
So you know him then?
Yeah.
Well, everything goes up from time to time, doesn't it? I mean, Jesus
Christ. 10p this year. That was in April.
Well, that ain't that bad.
He should have had a small then, shouldn't he?
Mm. Fat kid. Let's put it like this, I've been to a lot more expensive places and had a lot less, if that makes sense.
Oh, yeah. Loads of places like that,
isn't it?
They put, what did they call it on the plate? It's, they've got a word for it, they, the little portions.
What, rip-off?
Yeah, that's close. Yeah, no, it's not that one. An entree or something, they call it. And then you see all these places that they advertise like a 5-course meal, and you start with, what 5-course meal is a starter for me? It's ridiculous, 2 mouthfuls and some gold.
That's a trouble. The more courses you have, the smaller the portions.
Yeah, I know. I like my dinners, I do.
Oh, yeah.
I could go and have one of them little farty burger things and then chip on the side.
Oh, so. Give me a 1/2-pounder.
Yeah. I'll struggle, but it's worth it.
Huh?
I'll struggle, but it's worth it.
Yeah, that's it. That's right.
You ever been up Jester's?
Yeah.
Oh, they're lovely, mate. We had Jester's a couple of nights ago. I don't know if you've ever seen their Bacon Busters.
Probably.
It's like half a French stick with bacon and fried onion in it, barbecue sauce. Yeah, I had 2 of them.
Bloody hell. My partner likes to eat the one that eats their heart attacks.
Oh, yeah, that's just a little burger thing, though, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, it's not enough for me.
Do you know, the first time that, they told us they did heart attacks, the first thing I said, what, did you get the hospital room for free?
Yeah, that will be free.
They really, didn't take to that joke, I tell you. They probably had it so many times anyway.
Yeah, maybe. But hang on, I've just got to serve someone else. What do you
think? Thank you.
Two jumbos, two small, two large chips, please.
Two jumbos, two small, and two large chips. Wait, not everything.
How much is it?
I have no idea. And an egg. Sure, it's not an onion. That's another regular. You come in a couple of years ago, for 3 weeks running. He'd come in and he'd ask for a pickled egg and he got a pickled onion each and every time.
That's funny.
It's what people judge,
yeah. It's got to be done, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. If I can
find anyone,
I will.
Too right.
How much did you say it was?
More now than what it was.
The cash machine's not working at the moment, so...
We've got
260.
150
quid.
760.
Or four, I think.
Yeah, that's the one. Just the chips, please.
That one's worked.
As long as they're like the two bags in the same bag, I know what's what then.
I'm just letting you know so when you put the bag.
Yeah, thanks for that. Thanks. Thank you very much.
Alright, and this one's just the one.
Thank you very much.
Right, thank you.
You take care of yourself now.
Thank you. See you soon.
Yeah, bye. Gone down a little bit. This main road, not please be quiet now. And we should be. There's that crossing. Ah. Or have I gone past it? I think I have. Oh, bollocks, I think I have gone past it. How the bleed now did I manage that? Seriously. Right. Oh, dear. Right, hang on a minute. That's right, I must just run across the bleeding road. Right, then I'm doing it, yeah. Right. Oh, there it is. Right, there you go. Quite a zebra. Right. It's only pain when you're looking for the I'll call them brow crossings. It's, if you're slightly too far up, you can miss them. So, yeah. Oops, here we go. Yep. Oh. Shame we're down by the sea on the west coast. We were a lovely sunset over the sea. Would be very nice indeed. Some salts is waiting at home with Zuckles. Hopefully by the time I got them back there, Dad would have been and done Zuckles' eyes. Right. I really would love to get one of those stereo microphones.
Alright, Granny.
Thank you. Yeah, I'd love to get one of those stereo microphones. Can't remember what they're called now. Or where you can get them from. Or how much they even are. So if anybody knows of anything, could they please let me know? Especially if you can clip the microphone to your lapel or something like that, that'd be even better. Right, here we go. What is it with motorbikes? I'm not a lover of motorbikes.
Right there.
is a funny old road to cross. That'll do. Bloody hate waiting for roads. I mean, certainly with Eden, I could never have done what I just did then, because although I could hear a car coming, I could still judge it quickly enough to judge it far enough away from it to get across the road. I guess my lack of patience is probably one of my weakest points, but, you know. Equally, I don't want to stand in like a stuffed lemon if I know I can get across. I think I'm used to doing that when I lived in London, because you sort of had to do that in some respects, because you couldn't always cross in good places because they weren't always available, and I wasn't necessarily prepared to go 600 yards up the road just to find a bloody crossing to come back on myself. Much rather make my own crossings up. Right, here we go. As you can probably tell, because it's quiet on this road. And boy, do I want to eat. Yes! We want to miss, and I think this is my one. Yes. Oh, let's see if Mother's Apples is around, shall we?
Hello.
On that note, folks, I am home. So, I shall speak to you all later. Bye for now.
Pause recording.